Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Keisho, and welcome to another episode of the Creatives Podcast. And today, we're going to talk about motivation and why you're probably not motivated. So, there are multiple reasons why one might not be motivated to do something. Like they might be dealing with some sort of stress, or they might have overworked themselves and they are burnt out, or they are not choosing the right things that they want to do, the things that they really want to do, or they're dealing with some mental or physical health issues, or you probably fought with your mom or dad this morning and you don't feel like doing work today. There are multiple reasons why one might not be motivated to do something. And it's very complicated. Here are the reasons why I wasn't motivated. And that hopefully might help you, because there are multiple reasons why one person may not be motivated. If you got something useful from this video, that would be awesome. So I'm gonna draw something as usual and talk. So there were multiple reasons. There were many reasons actually why I had trouble with motivation in the past, but I could narrow it down to three things, like three very specific important things, which, could have been resolved easily if I had the different mindset, or if I had the right mindset, to be honest. So the number one, the first thing would be not knowing the truth about motivation. This, my friend, this is very interesting. This is a recent realization for me that motivation, for a long time, I thought motivation was a feeling. It was just a feeling. When I felt high about something, then that means I'm motivated. But slowly, it sort of evolved, that perception that I had about motivation, or the definition which I had about motivation, sort of changed and evolved over time. And recently, just recently, I have realized that motivation is indeed a feeling, like happiness and sadness and anger or something, it is a feeling. But also, if you observe those really motivated people, right? They are just high on something. This is sort of more than that. I have realized that motivation is not just a feeling, but also a reason, a sort of a reason for you to do things. So it's not like you feeling high. That's not motivation for me anymore. At least I think we as a culture, due to this, all these YouTube motivational videos that's rolling out there, we have sort of confused what exactly motivation is. We think, or we may have misunderstood, that motivation is about like watching a video, then you getting high and just going, doing and something for the next five minutes, then all of a sudden that high drops. Like, how many times have you watched like a motivation video on YouTube and felt really good for like a very small amount of time, and after that you're just like blah. Like nobody's motivated for more than a day after watching one of those videos, right? It never works. So what I had to do was I had to separate motivation from the feeling to the reason. And there's this old philosopher, what's his name? Nietzsche, yeah. He who has a why can bear any how, or something like that. So anyone, not Nietzsche, Frankl, I don't know who said that. But it says that a person who has a strong why, quote unquote why, or a strong reason to doing something, can almost bear any how. However hard that thing is, or whatever that thing he's doing or she's doing. So that was the interesting shift for me personally, starting to see motivation for what it really is. Motivation means motive. What's your motive? If you murder someone, the investigators will be asking you, dude, what's your motive? Does he have a motive? Yeah, he probably sold and did $100 million worth of gold stolen from the national bank. So that's probably his reason or his motive to kill that person. I'm going off on tangents, but you get my point. Motivation is having some sort of a motive. So why do I want to draw? because I want to create drawings and pictures and beautiful stories, tell beautiful stories through, you know, whatever is it that I'm doing, which in this case, I'm using drawing as my medium to do that or to achieve that objective. And that is my motive. Do I feel high all the time while doing that? No, not at all. Like, not even close. But it's a sort of like a fire inside. Instead, it's like a little candle or a fire. Sometimes it burns really well. Sometimes it's just like a little candle. It's like very dim. You can barely see it. You can barely feel it. But it's in there somehow, right? And I think you got to dig that up. And how do you dig that up? This is the second thing. Most people think, including myself in the past, I was thinking, you know, this is how my thought went. Motivation. I need to be motivated in order to do something. Oh, buddy, trust me. Let me tell you something. This is the worst thing that you can do. You need to be motivated to do something. Oh, yeah, I'm going to only draw when I get motivated, or I'm going to only work when I get motivated. Yeah, if I had did that, I would have died broke 2 years ago. Trust me. Motivation is a result of action, not the other way around. So that means that if you start doing something, then you'll get motivated. But most people have it wrong, you know, the other way around, which is I need to be motivated in order to do something. That's how things don't work like that in life. If you want something in life, in this case, motivation, you have to actually work for it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is so damn true. Like I think it sort of comes from a place of entitlement, right? I am so entitled. I have to be motivated. I need something first, then I'll go do that stuff, right? I'm a millennial, man. Nobody gets stuff from me unless they give something from, you know, give me first. I don't know. Stupid mentality. Like, seriously. Jesus, man. Yeah. That's for some reason I get really pissed off at people who say, oh, I need that thing first, then I'll do something for you. I just want to punch them in their face when someone says that. Like, I don't know. Like, this is my personal perspective. You might have a different one. And I'm sorry. I'm sort of going off a little bit here because that sort of pisses me off. Because that thing, that want for motivation, saying that you will only do something after you are motivated is sort of, it feels entitled, and I don't like that. I don't like entitlement, and I just hate that, and I see it everywhere. Like, everybody is so entitled these days. They deserve something in life. Oh, I'm not gonna work for that, but I deserve it, right? Yeah, I hate that feeling. So yeah, these are the two things. A perspective shift when it comes to how you see motivation. One would be, you have to start looking at motivation as a sort of a reason or a motive for doing something, rather than as a high or like a sort of like a feeling that you feel. You know, feelings come and go. Like, happiness comes and goes, sadness comes and goes. Like, just like that, motivation comes and goes. But if you transfer motivation to some sort of a thing that sort of fuels your fire, you know, that's a way better way to look at things, at least in my opinion. So, yep. Okay, the second reason why I think I wasn't motivated to do something or to draw or to create or to do work was that I had unrealistic expectations about motivation. That's number two. I think we all have this false sense of expectation that we all should be very happy and joyful and motivated every single day. Yay! So I don't think that's how life apparently works. I was told by life, it's like, nobody, boy, life don't work like that. Because yes, I mean, look, I had this sort of weird expectation that if I came into work today and I dreaded work, then that means there's something wrong with the work that I'm doing. That means I should change that work, man. I'm not motivated about my work, and I'm not fulfilled about my work. My work doesn't feel purposeful. You know, it doesn't feel nice to me. So what should I do? I should go look for something else. But apparently, it's like a common thing when it comes to anything. Like, you know, there are high days, there are low days, there are medium days, there are medium high days, there are medium low days. There are multiple days where you're gonna feel great and you're gonna feel really, really bad. And you just have to go through all of those things. And having an expectation which says that you should be motivated and happy and so fulfilled every single day about what you're doing all the time sort of places this unrealistic thing, pressure on you, a standard on you, which you can never keep up, or which you can never fulfill. I don't know what's beyond me, or I'm just a young 25. I'm a 25-year-old kid, and you know, that whatever I'm saying only comes from experience. For those who are probably older than me and have more experience than me, they'll definitely know better. But maybe they might agree with me on this point, right? You can't expect to be motivated all the time, and that having that expectation is one of the reasons why you're not motivated. You know, it's just like you wanting to sleep. You're just going to bed at night, trying to put your head down, and you close your eyes and you're trying to sleep. You're trying so hard. You have this expectation that once you put your head on the pillow, you gotta go to sleep. And when that happens, you never go to sleep, right? That's how apparently one of the reasons I had troubles with motivation was because that I had this expectation that I should be motivated every single day, all the time, 24/7, 365, or else I was doing something wrong, and I probably should change my work. I'm not fulfilling my true calling. I shall now go find that true calling and yeah, you get the point. That's number two, having unrealistic expectations about motivation. Number three would be having the wrong goals. Yes, that's number three. If you have the wrong goals in life, you probably wouldn't be motivated. This is like a very recent learning for me as well. This is fairly new to me. I'll tell you how I learned this thing. So I was sort of struggling with YouTube, right? Making YouTube videos. You know, I want to make YouTube my thing. I want to make these really nice, cool, awesome looking videos that you're watching right now or listening to. But I wasn't motivated. Like every single time I just like open my laptop to write a script, or to shoot or to edit or to draw or to animate or do add effects and stuff, you know, I was very feeling blah, and that's how I felt, blah, right? And that sort of came from a place of me aiming too low, because the only goal that I had for YouTube was to upload every week. That's the goal, right? Like, oh, I'm gonna upload every single week, and that's what I'm gonna aim for, right? And having that goal helps you to show up, right? Like, action gives you motivation. But the problem was, it didn't motivate me still. You know, I was doing the action, it was motivating me first, but I had the wrong aim, the wrong goal, which is, once I shifted my goal from, hey, I just want to upload a video and just, you know, do something, right? Keep my audience let my audience know that I exist, right? That was a goal. Once I shifted from that goal to, I want to do the best possible work that I want to do here on this platform. I want to put in the best work. I want to do my best. I want to make every single video that I make the best as I can, you know, as it can be. I want to improve every single video. I want to redefine the genre that I'm working on, which is, I don't even know what genre is this, but this is like a weird thing that I'm doing, right? And I want to redefine this. I want to explore this. I want to try something new. Like having that big vision, big North Star. So that's the star which your compass is leading or pointing towards, right? Once I had the North Star, I'm so motivated to make these YouTube videos. Like, I'm not motivated on a daily basis, again, difference, but I'm sort of overall motivated. I just showed up today, like usually after lunch, which is right now, you know, right now is 2:40 p.m. I'll be very sleepy, right? I'll be very, very sleepy, and I wouldn't want to work, but here I am. Look, I'm giving you the motivational talk today, my people. Yeah, I'm just making you fired up about watching YouTube videos, right? So that's the thing. That's the whole thing. Like having that North Star, like a really big aim, which you may not achieve. That's like a possibility, and that's a very big possibility. But you're still trying for it. You're aiming for it, right? And you making that progress towards a worthy goal, that is the key difference. You should have a worthy goal and you should take action towards that worthy goal, and that action makes you motivated. If one of those factors wasn't there, like you don't have a worthy goal but you're taking actions towards it, you wouldn't be motivated. And if you have a worthy goal but you're not taking actions towards it, again, you won't be motivated. So motivation is sort of like a thing that you have to earn. It's like the fire inside you, and you need to add fuel to it through the way you think, through the way you act, and you know, and stuff like that. So that's how motivation works. So these were like the three big reasons that I had trouble in the past about motivation. I had like so much trouble about motivation. I was feeling so blah about my work. And also another thing, in a bonus stuff here about motivation, why most people aren't motivated to draw or to do work, right? You're probably not skilled enough or not good enough in your craft to feel motivated enough about your craft. This is a very key factor. If you are a skilled musician and you're slowly making progress on a daily basis, then more that makes you feel good, then you'll be motivated. But if you're a beginner and you have your standards set so high, again, about unrealistic expectations, right? You have your standards set so high, and you, as a beginner, wouldn't be able to perform to that standards, you will have trouble. You know, you'll have some sort of negative reinforcement every single day or every single time you put in the work instead of a positive reinforcement. So every single time you sit down to draw something, when your goal is to like improve a little bit today, right? That's your goal today. If that was your goal, you'd probably be good. But if your goal was, I need to be able to draw like Leonardo da Vinci, right? I'm starting art today, and man, I've been working hard for the past 31 days and I can still draw like Da Vinci. How dare you, life, right? That's the most, people are not patient, Jesus. Yeah, so that's the most people have, that's the attitude most people have towards developing skills and craft. Like, yeah, you are probably not skilled enough to be motivated enough to No. You're probably not skilled enough to be good enough to motivate yourself. So how do you sort of adjust that? You lower your standards and work hard. And there was a wise saying. Who said that? This is like a really good saying. I think I said this in the previous episode, right? Previous episode of the Keshart Show. And I was like, you're not defined by your standards, but rather you're defined by your training. Yeah. Something like that. So the standards you have doesn't matter. Like, really, I don't care if you want to be Elon Musk, like, really. But what matters is, do you work like Elon Musk today, right now, in this moment? That's what actually matters. And if you work like Elon Musk right now, right today, right, then you are Elon Musk. No offense to Elon Musk, but you get my point. You have to be the thing that you want to be instead of wanting to be the thing that you want to be. So yeah, that's the fourth bonus tip right there about motivation. So yeah, man, these are the things, these are the thoughts that I have about motivation. And of course, these are just my perspective, and I am really trying hard on this channel and on this show to not come off as a person who gives out advices, because I'm not qualified to do that. I don't think I'll ever be qualified to do that, because I don't think anybody will be qualified to do that. You know, most people just have their perspectives backed up by solid facts, of course, and facts cannot be sort of They can be debated, but yeah, they're sort of set in ground to a certain degree. And yeah, but these perspectives might change in the future. But these are the ideas that I have right now today about motivation and why I'm not motivated and stuff like that. So yeah, hope this helps you. Stop trying to look at motivation as sort of a feeling. Don't try to get too rah-rah and woo-hoo about stuff, and just get to work. Things will happen. You just need to put your head down and work, man. Like, just show up, work, work, work. Do the thing. Be happy with it in that moment, because that's all you have, to be honest. Make your work enjoyable. If you feel working like that, right, all the time, then what's the point of it, right? I mean, make it enjoyable. It doesn't have to be easy all the time, but it doesn't have to be hard all the time, right? And you just got to do your stuff, keep moving, and eventually you'll feel that sort of feeling that I'm feeling right now, which is very weird. I'm in a good place these days, right? I'm in a good place where I'm really excited about my work because I'm sort of aiming high. I'm making little progress towards my goal every single day, and that makes me motivated. It's not a feeling. Because it's not like happiness. But it's sort of like a good little thing inside me that's sort of burning. That is what you probably want. Not just a feeling of, oh yeah, something like that. Yeah. So yeah, thank you for listening or watching. I know some of you all are listening to this and drawing. Hey, I approve that, man. This is what I do on YouTube as well. I listen to stuff and draw. But hey, yeah, thank you for watching this episode of the Kesh Art Show. I'll see you guys in another one. Bye-bye.